her typical plea to Christ to help her out of another fine mess her heathen son has dragged her into. She fans her hands downward for me to sit, and with an extra loud huff, I oblige. Mom and I take turns sneering at each other, a performance battle to prove which of us is the more aggrieved party. She blows tense air through O-circled lips, and I pissily toss a sweat-dampened curl from my eyes. Our clanking swamp cooler of an air conditioner doesn't provide any relief from the latest heat wave tearing through Ambrose. However, the stench of hot July chicken shit from the farm next door manages to travel on the breeze just fine. I ladle peppermint ice cream into my mouth at a mindless speed until a glob of pink goo drips onto my shorts next to a hot sauce stain, which is from yesterday. It's the same Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week-worthy outfit I've donned all summer, gym shorts and a baggy hoodie with the sleeves chopped off. What do I care how I look? Because of Mom, I might never see my boyfriend again. When I was closeted, all my boyfriend Ario squawked about was how important it was to come out. It would save my life. Food would taste better. Fresh lavender would fill the air. Well, I did that. I've been out for months, but I'm starting to think he was only repeating shit he heard from YouTubers who were either lying or lucky. If this is what being out is like, he can keep it. When I first came out to my mom, I didn't mention having a boyfriend. I enjoyed a frigid but unpunished summer of Mom dealing with my queerness as nothing more than some unpleasant hypothetical. But then she found out there was an actual boy involved, with lips and stubble and dirty, filthy, no good intentions. That's when she confiscated my phone. The rest came rapid fire. Laptop gone. Wi-Fi cut off. My friends have been banned from coming over, all except for Vicky, my best friend and ex-girlfriend, a.k.a. my mother's last hope for a straight son. Not that that matters. Vicky stopped having time to hang out as soon as her son was born. I don't know how she's going to handle our senior year while taking care of a newborn. The baby isn't mine. But try telling that to my suddenly desperate for a grandchild mother.